and that you were trusted to take the boat out by yourself, you know. And well, we've done a lot of courting in sailboats, you know, back in them days.
Speaking of the weather, now I know y'all have some pretty funny weather around here. Do you ever have any, like, talk about words you might use for the weather? Did you ever call it a certain kind of day, maybe, if it was, sun was out and there wasn't any clouds in the sky? Did you call it, have any name for it?
Well, on a day like that, I mean, just a sunny day, you know, that's about the only thing I can ever remember.
Yeah.
Well, we, as long as it was sunny, we didn't really worry, you know. It was those northwesters and hurricanes and thunder squalls, you know.
Yeah.
That, in other words, when you make your livelihood on the water, you've got to understand the weather. And you've got to have a certain knowledge of it, and at the same time, you've got to respect it. What I mean by that is, usually, when you, back then days, we didn't have any weather forecasters, you know, and you was young, you had to pay attention to the older people, you know. And I can remember my father and various people, you know, would look at the clouds the night before, you know, and they'd say, well, there's a norther coming, you know.
Yeah.
And when you get out on the water, why, a lot of times the norther first breaks, the first knowledge you get of it is a clean pine odor, you know.
From the land?
From the land, so. In other words, it'll just carry that pine, some of the pine trees, you know. And your sense of smell is such that you, well, that norther's coming, and you better head for high ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just little things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, could you tell, maybe, you know, if the weather had been nice and it was all of a sudden, could folks tell when the weather was starting to, what would you say, when the weather was starting to...
The change?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's different old-timers, I mean, their bones would ache, you know, and such as that. One, I can remember a lot of the old timers that would have had a bone broken or something, you know. And it's, oh, my shoulders aching, you know, or my rheumatism starting, you know, there's going to be some bad weather coming, you know, and such as that.
Yeah.
And like I said, in the majority of the times they were right, you know.
Yeah.
And
what'd you call it when you had a kind of that kind of storm that had thunder and lightning in it? You said you called it
That was a thunder squall.
Thunder squall. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever have any real bad winds around here?
Oh yeah, we had several hurricanes. What I mean, in 1947, why the hurricane hit between between here and Bay St. Louis, you know.
Yeah.
And it caught everybody off guard. I mean, I say the majority of the people. The night of the 47 hurricane, the morning rather, I had brought a monkey back from the South Pacific, and the monkey woke me up.
Uh-huh.
And when I looked out, I heard the monkey jumping up and down, you know. I had him on a leash in a cage. Well, he was out of the cage, but he could go in it, you know. And when I looked out that window, all I could see was a shot of nothing but water, you know. And it lacked about that much of covering that monkey cage completely. And that monkey was on top of it, jumping straight up in the air.
Yeah.